Gasoline at nearly $5 per gallon. That's what average prices are in Northern California's Humboldt County. Thankfully for Californians, it's not quite that high everywhere. The average price across the Golden State is $4.68 per gallon. But that is a record. California, which has the largest population of any American state, also has the highest gas prices in the country. A spokesman for the AAA Automobile Association says even though Californians are used to paying more for gas, this is a leap for them. Drivers of mid-sized sedans are paying over $21 more every time they fill their tanks than they paid last year when demand for gas and the cost of it were far lower. In addition to that demand, there have been powerful rainstorms in Northern California that have reduced the state's ability to refine the fuel. That's why it's setting record prices there, but not nationwide. The U.S. national average is $3.41 per gallon. The increased cost of crude oil, which is the biggest factor in the cost of gas, continues to drive prices up. And that is happening a week ahead of Thanksgiving, when the most popular form of travel is by car, according to AAA. So especially for drivers in California, it's going to be a more expensive holiday. Gas prices are just part of that picture. We reported a couple weeks ago how groceries for next week's festivities are expected to be the most expensive ever. Ongoing problems with the supply chain and abnormally high inflation, the rise in prices of goods and services, these are two of the big reasons why. It's having a negative impact on consumer sentiment, the way people feel about the U.S. economy and their own personal finances. And to give you a sense of how all this is reverberating across the United States, the city with the highest inflation rate is thousands of miles away from the state with the highest gas prices.
It's Atlanta that has the overall highest inflation rate in the country. The southern city has that inflation rate due to big factors like housing, gas prices, and the cost of groceries as well. Its inflation rate, 7.9%, compared to the national average at 6.2%. Census data shows that Georgia has become one of the top places to move in recent years. The demand for housing in the Atlanta metro area is outpacing supply, resulting in higher rents and home prices. Now, beyond Atlanta, metro areas nationwide are seeing spiking costs for basic items like gas, food, and furniture when compared to last year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Economists have also linked the surge in pricing to bottlenecks in the supply chain, the result of a collision between pent-up consumer demand and a lack of resources. Now, with all the rising costs, whether it be gas prices, groceries, housing, it's no surprise that new data coming out of the University of Michigan shows that consumer sentiment is at a 10-year low.